each are just incredibly talented, very gifted. They have a lot of the fundamentals that would make them successful really in any sport that they wanted to compete in. I do here on campus in the wintertime, we do a lot of cross-country ski work, not because we have a lot of snow, but we have indoor ski ergs. So all three of them had, it wasn't as if they decided next weekend they were going to go try out for the U.S. Nordic ski team and made the team. They'd logged in a lot of hours on the indoor ski erg, so they had a lot of the fundamental biomechanics done already, and a lot of the fitness transfers over. So I think those three were great candidates for a crossover. It wasn't a really huge and significant leap to go from track to skiing, as much as that may be a surprise. They're really, a lot of the fundamentals are the same. So once they master some of the technical components, they had a lot to offer when they tried out for the team.
Now, are you in touch with these three while they ready to prepare?
Yeah. I kept in touch with all three. And if I didn't speak to them over email once a week or once every 2 weeks, that was a rare occasion.
They're all doing cross country and maybe
biathlon.
And biathlon. Yeah. And obviously a little more endurance involved there.
Yeah. It's the biathlon, in reference to Travis, he, given his military background, he's really strong in the biathlon. He rarely misses a shot on the range. And both Aaron and Tatiana don't have that training and background. So they're a little less strong on the shooting part of that. So that pays off in the biathlon for him.
We have kind of an interesting mix of personalities with the three of them there.
They are. They share a lot of characteristics in terms of focus and dedication and a willingness to train hard. But they certainly are unique, and I think everyone who knows them would it'd be pretty easy to point out the differences between the three. But they blend well together. Travis and Aaron have, I think the last 3 months, they've probably been separated for maybe 15 hours in total. So they've spent a lot of time together, rooming together and training together. But they're a great match. And I think they work well with each other. And with Tatiana, we've had some email conversations, and she's feeling a little bit nervous because she's, this is a unique situation for her to be an underdog going into a competition. Typically, she's the top athlete, and everybody looks to her as a top athlete, and rightfully so. So this is a different and situation for her. And I think she's feeling a little bit nervous about that. In that situation, really, you can just do as best as you can do, and that's what I've told her. So she's a dogged competitor. So once she gets on that starting line, I've said it before, and I say it often, any starting line that she's on, she has a chance to win just because she is so incredibly competitive. It's pretty exciting for us. I mean, typically we're a summer Paralympic program between basketball and track. For us to get three winter Paralympians is pretty exciting. And we actually have a Finnish graduate who is going to be in curling. So we have four winter Paralympians. Kind of a neat way to branch out a little bit with the program and the history of the program and its tradition.